Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Rebecca Ritter shares what God has been doing in her life.
But a very little while, and Lebanon shall be changed into an orchard, and the orchard be regarded as a forest. On that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The lowly will ever find joy in the Lord, and the poor rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. These are the first few lines from today's first reading from Isaiah. Overall, Isaiah is an incredible comrade to have amidst this season of Advent. He gives us really beautiful images to pray with. And today, the theme that resonates with me from these first few lines is the hope that from whatever present circumstances we're experiencing, we will receive joy and peace and miraculous change even from whatever we're experiencing now. So there's this emphasis of the future tense that we have with this, just a few images, this litany of the present moment, then yielding this change of joy and peace. The deaf shall hear, the eyes of the blind shall see, the lowly will find joy in the Lord, and the poor will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. So it makes sense, this theme of anticipation during this season of Advent, and this is what we hope for. And then at Christmas, one of the readings we often hear from earlier in Isaiah chapter 9 is that the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. So in this verse, I bring this up because in the reading for today, we have this emphasis of the future tense. Difficulties right now, but we will have joy and peace. And then in Isaiah 9, we have actually the light, the joy and the peace is in the present moment, and the darkness is in the past. And I want to bring up both of these today because a hope I have for myself this Advent season, as well as for all of you, is that somehow we can experience the collaboration between these two verses. In other words, that we can experience a glimpse of the consolation that the Lord promises us in the future, right here, in what's often the difficulty of the present moment. And one example of this that has become very evident to me recently is through the music of George Friedrich Handel. So during this season, I'm sure many of you have heard of Handel's Messiah, this huge oratorio that he wrote in the 1700s that ultimately helps us journey through the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. Well, starting with his incarnation and then ending with him reigning as King of Heaven and Earth. And the whole libretto consists entirely of scripture, mainly from the Old Testament, with glimpses of some New Testament passages as well. And overall, I think Handel illustrates these two passages incredibly well and accurately. He is able to combine these themes of darkness and light, of suffering and joy, in just a very realistic way. For example, in the verse that actually is the composition of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1, the people that dwell in darkness have seen a great light. It's a passage of hope that we hear at Christmas, but the way that Handel depicts it, a bass soloist is actually singing it. It's very slow and it's very low because the bass is singing it. And there's something about it's really emphasizing the darkness. It just sounds like the darkness is lurking. It's ultimately just like a piece of stealth is what it just sounds like. And every time I listen to it, I kind of find myself impatient, anticipating the following piece, which is "For unto us a child is born." So the whole choir is singing it. It's very joyful. it is just very consoling. Whereas Isaiah 9 is more so just kind of, we're dwelling in darkness, even though there's this great news that the light is shining amidst the darkness. And then even more so later in the oratorio, after we're reflecting on the crucifixion, there's the verse from Isaiah about all of us like sheep have gone astray, each following his own way. And that's a very sad reality, that we're all straying from Christ. We're all doing our own thing rather than staying with him. But the way that Handel depicts this piece is very upbeat and even joyful. And it's just kind of comically interesting to consider that it's so real that we are these sheep, we're pathetic in this way, but it's like the joy of the peace emphasizes that like strange pleasure that we get in the sin that we're pursuing in that moment. So it's a verse of darkness, but we kind of see it as light sometimes. Whereas again, with Isaiah 9, it's a verse of hope and light, but sometimes all we're seeing in that moment is the darkness. So what I hope for and what I pray for all of us this season is that we can just recognize God's work in what seems to be the darkness, to recognize his light as we walk through and prepare for Christmas, but just to be more aware of that this Advent season. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of life and for the gift of beauty, especially music, to help us experience and recognize the greatest joys in life, as well as the greatest sorrows and everything in between. We ask that through your grace, we might cling to you this Advent season, to come to know you and to experience your peace, especially in the moments of difficulty. In the moments of suffering, when we say yes to do your will, we ask for that grace just to experience the glimpse of the peace and joy that is to come. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's sushipe.co. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.